allowing the mind to settle into the natural ease, allowing the body to settle into natural ease. Trusting the heart to hold the experiences as they come and go. And in particular tonight, interested in the habit of the mind to pay attention, to pay careless attention to the unsettledness of the mind itself. It's that same tendency of mind that wants to pick at the sores in the body. If there's any unsettledness of mind, any disturbances from earlier today, or memories from long ago, or anything exciting, the mind, out of habit, will want to keep going back there, stirring it up, proliferating, reflecting, reacting. So instead, we can bring a careful attention to what's tranquilizing for the mind. One thing that's often tranquilizing for the mind is just the sense of space, just the vast, simple space of the present moment. So there may be various agitating thoughts or experiences arising here in the space of the present moment. And either focusing on the agitating content and experiencing restlessness, or being interested, opening to the space of the present moment and noticing that restlessness falls away. Not overly concerned with what comes and goes. Taking heart in the Buddha's teaching that nothing whatsoever needs to be clung to. Notice the peacefulness of that particular teaching. Nothing whatsoever should be clung to as I, me, or mine. Instead, allowing everything to come and go. being very patient and forgiving with the mind's tendency to go back to what is intense and juicy and dramatic, its problems, its hopes. Every time the mind does that, we take advantage and notice the agitation that arises when the mind is involved in any kind of drama. Even some simple analysis comes with tension. And when the mind is resting in the open space of knowing, noticing the calm and tranquility of the not doing, the not struggling, the not figuring out, the not comparing. Of course, if the mind is sluggish, heavy, then exploring what it is that brings energy . What is enlivening the mind? Bringing the mind, the energy of the mind, into balance. whenever the quality of restlessness and worry persists, then it might be necessary, at least at times, to let go of the content and intuit what's underneath or behind the worrying, the restlessness, the agitation. There may be an underlying emotion, pain, and perhaps this can be welcomed. The heart can open, see things as they are, removing the underlying cause for the restlessness. Another cause for restlessness is this habit of wanting to control what can't be controlled. Or even more generally, the tendency to be critical, to be judging. Instead, it's possible just to notice the tendency to be critical or judging, the tendency to want to control, noticing with wisdom that it's like this, and letting things be. for the last minute or so, discovering that it's possible for there to be space, this profound allowing for whatever it is that's arising now. It's quite tranquilizing not to have to do battle with one's experience in any way. Stretch out.